Hey, fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. You often hear us talk in the fight about the need to get clarity in how you want your business to serve you. And, you know, and then reverse engineer your business to kind of suit that goals. And what we mean by that is, you know, we're talking to our coaching clients and they're trying to get their business where they think they want it to go. We always start with the individual and kind of figure out where their motivation is and what their dreams and aspirations are. And that starts with just clarity on what you want life to be. The first step is what you want your life to be without not counting your business, right? Like beyond that, because we believe that business should serve you rather than you serve your business. So our process is let's figure out the clarity that makes you tick. What do you want personally? What do you want your family life to look like? Time with your spouse, time with your kids, vacations, all of that. And what are your financial needs? You know, what do you need to make to hit your financial goals? And we take all of that shit, throw it in the sausage maker, and help you reverse engineer a business that creates that reality versus the typical method of just hustling and grinding and endless work days, hoping that there's a pot of gold at the end of a long and misguided life. So I'm talking about this today because there's a couple impact clients. That's our one-to-one coaching program that I do that I've been talking to the last few weeks. Yeah, everyone in this program are bright people. They've got good businesses that just need some fine tuning, a little bit of unfucking of their mind so they can get all eight cylinders firing. So these couple guys, you know, we started digging in their business and they've got some big ass dreams, you know, really impressive what they're shooting for and what they've built to date. And as we started digging into their heads a little bit to kind of find their motivation so we can get the business running in alignment with them, this common theme's been coming up. These guys living their life to satisfy somebody else's expectation. And, you know, more importantly, the expectation they're trying to fill were people that were deceased and gone. And so this is kind of like these legacy shoes that people are trying to fill. I get that to a degree, you know. I lost my father at a young age and he was kind of my business icon. And part of the struggle I've had through my business is that because I lost him years ago and we're all on an island in contracting, right? I never had anyone to turn to figure this shit out. So I was on my own to do this until I kind of sacked up and called Tom so many years ago to get my shit together. And, you know, as I talk to these guys, it's like what I'm trying to impress upon them is just satisfying anybody, let alone somebody that's no longer with us, is an impossible fucking goal. You know, not to mention the fact that we're making lots of assumptions on what success means for them, what they would want for us, all of these things that get wrapped up in emotions and clouded by time. And I just see it being this roadblock that I don't know how you ever win that, you know? And so I'm really working with these gentlemen, trying to just, let's start with you and get things going. And so we're trying to redefine their vision, trying to define their dream and what it will take to get there. And it kind of brings me back to, I think it was like the last conversation I had with my dad, actually. You know, I was on his deathbed. He was in hospice, dying of cancer. This was, you know, well before I had my kids. And we're just, you know, just fucking having one of those deathbed conversations. And, you know, I was like, what do you regret, man? What's your biggest regret in life so I can not step in that pile of shit? And he said, actually, my biggest regret is not being around for my grandkids, because none of my brothers or I had kids at that time. And so I, you know, being me, I just kept pressing him. I'm like, well, what do you mean by that? And he's like, well, I want to be around to help raise them and guide them through life. And, you know, I looked at him and I thought for a minute and fuck is, you know, it's a tough conversation. It's tough thinking about it now, honestly, 28 years later. And I remember I looked at him and I was just like, Dad, you have to realize it's like you're already going to be raising those kids because, you know, you've taught me, you've given me your values, you've given me, you know, taught me how to be a man. And when I've got kids, that information is already in their DNA, and it's already going to be the way I raise them. And yeah, a couple days later, after he died, my mom came up to me and she's like, I don't know what she said to him before he passed, but he was completely at ease after that fact. And, you know, I didn't even tell her what I spoke to him about, you know, but as I reflect on it, it's like, that's how I want these gentlemen to, what I want to try and impress upon them with their businesses is, it's like, you've got the values of your forefathers, you know, they've, all of the things that they valued that got them success is inside of you. So what you really just have to do is kind of cast it through your own lens, use the tools that you've been given in the past, and make your own dream. And that's what's going to make people happy. And that's what's going to make people proud. And that's what's going to make you succeed in your business. So with that, I'll leave you all. And so get after it. Have a great day. And thanks for listening to Friday Fails.